Ranger.
Hey everybody, my name is Joe Flesh. Welcome back to the Hobby Hero Extras. I was going to originally call these episodes between the main shows like half shows, but I'm seeing very quickly that I'm probably going to be putting a number of these out between each episode, and so it didn't make sense to call them half shows when they're not actually halfway. And so I'm going to basically follow what Rob did with Countercharge, and he calls them the Countercharge Extra. So we're just going to be Hobby Hero Extra when it's me by myself. So I wanted to thank you guys for downloading this second extra, and thanks for listening. We'll move on to the topic. Today I'm going to be talking about the Countercharge hosting the Army in a Weekend Challenge. Rob Fanuff invited me to participate in this. Basically, what's happening is a group of podcasters and other players, people who are, you know, really excited about the game and the way it's going and starting off, are going to show you, John Q Public or the listeners, you know, what can be done with a Mantic hobby. Now, what we're doing is we're taking the $85 US dollar army boxes that Mantic sells, and what we're going to do is spend an entire weekend. Currently, it's planned for November 13th through the 15th, and we're going to smash it out. We're going to take these model boxes, we're going to assemble them, put them together, get them onto trays, hopefully paint them. We're going to turn it into a 1,000-point army. Now, that requires some stretching, but thanks to Mantic and their policies and their rules, it's totally achievable to hit 1,000 points with a single $85 box, and that's really impressive. So some of the podcast people, there's Rob and them from Countercharge, a couple guys from Model Citizens, myself, some of the guys from the Beer Phase are doing it. So if you want to hear about that, you can listen to the coverage from Countercharge. It was in his Countercharge Extra number 16 episode. And then also on the Extra episode number 20, I joined him and discussed kind of my hobby in general as well as what I'm planning on doing for this weekend. But I'm going to cover that again here. So you don't need to go back to listen to it. But if you want to hear him talk about it and kind of say who's doing it and kind of maybe hear how, if you wanted to join us, kind of doing your own army in a weekend project, go listen to Countercharge 16 Extra. So we're going to start off, and it's an $85 army box. Now, what I bought was actually the Orc Meg army. That's what's coming to me from Mantic right now. But inside the Meg army is the $85 box as well. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to split that out for the weekend and concentrate on just that and see what I can manage with what would be the $85 box. Now, the $85 box contains 20 Axe Shield Orcs, 20 Great Axe Orcs, 10 Boar Riders, and 3 Chariots. It's a total of 53 models in 4 units, if you field them exactly as they come. But fielded that way, they only come to 595 points, pretty far off of a 1,000-point army. However, thanks to Mantic and the Kings of War basing policy, to field a unit, you need the number of models for the unit below that plus one. So a horde of models technically only needs 21 models to represent a horde. And now we'll go over the plans. I want the army to feel big. It's an orc army. Orcs are hordes. I want it to feel like a proper horde. So with that in mind, I have to have one horde in my army. 53 miles and 1,000 points. Hard to do, but I'm going to get there. So what I'm actually going to do, I'm going to take a single model from my axe and shield guys. That leaves me with 19. I'll then put 3 great axe models into that unit. That brings me up to 22 models and a legal horde. For my great axes, I'm going to take one more unit, or one more model, leaving the unit now at 16. 3 went into that horde, 1 just got pulled out. 16, though, is enough to represent a unit of great axe. The Gore Riders are going to lose a single model as well, and they will be split to make 2 troops, a troop of 4 and a troop of 5. The 3 chariots I'll be leaving alone and just using as a unit of 3 chariots. Now, the models that I've pulled aside, there's an axe and shield orc, a great axe orc, and a boar rider. These will be conversions to characters. The regular Axer will become a Godspeaker, probably with Bane Chant. The Great Axe and the Boar will actually be turned into a Crudger on a Boar. Doing that, and adding then in 30 points of magic items, hits me 1,000 points perfectly. So to go over what this army now has, it has a horde of Axe and Shield, a regiment of Great Axe, a regiment of Chariots, 2 troops of Boar Riders, a Caster, and a hero. That's pretty good for $85. I mean, realistically, you know, I think that's awesome. And thanks to the fact that I bought the army deal, I have plenty of models afterwards to bulk these units up with model counts later. I actually don't agree with the basing scheme of one above the unit below it. It doesn't feel like enough bodies for the purposes of, it just doesn't look right to me. But for the purposes of making this list and showing what could be done with the $85 box, I'm going with it. Now, after this weekend, I'm going to bulk these units up. You know, I'm going to add probably another 7 to 12 orcs, I think. I think I was going to bring them to like 33 or 34 to that axe horde. You know, the great axes I'll probably add in a couple more too. So they'll bulk up, but for the purposes of this weekend, that's what I'm getting. Now we get to the hard part, the basing and the painting of the army. And I have absolutely no idea what to do. My current plan is to get a couple cans of like green spray primer. This will do a good chunk of the painting for me, because we're orcs, paints all my skin, base coats. Then I just have to go through, paint all the cloths and the weapons. Now, this means that I'm going to cut a lot of painting time out of my weekend in half. Basing the army is actually pretty troublesome. I plan on doing regiment bases, but in the very short amount of time we have to work, it doesn't really give me the ability to work on super intricate or dioramic bases, and that's kind of what I want to do with this army. To tell the truth, I also have, like, no idea what I'm going to do. And so for the purposes of the weekend, I'm probably just going to soft glue these things onto bases, like literally Elmer's glue them onto the regiment bases, so that they'll be easy to remove later and I can adjust my units, especially that horde, which I'm going to add a bunch of models to. I also haven't decided on what I'm going to do about the bases, like flocking with sand or grass, or if I want to try and do something with cork or resin. It's a really hard decision, and we just won't have that kind of time on the weekend to do that kind of intricate basing that I want to do. Beyond all of that, I'm really looking forward to the army, and I'm really looking forward to see how everyone else does on this project of theirs. I know a number of people starting preliminary work already. That's kind of cheating, anyway. Anyway, I'm probably going to cut mine from sprues and shave mold lines if I get them soon enough, before the weekend. It could save me a lot of time. And the army actually hasn't arrived yet either, which is kind of a big deal. I mean, we're looking at 3 weeks from the time this weekend's supposed to happen. So, you know, and it's been 2-3 weeks since I ordered the product. I'm just hoping it gets here in time. I'm sure it will, but you never know. So literally a lion's share of my project will probably be done on that weekend, and hopefully with good results. So be sure to keep an eye out for Countercharge, Model Citizens, Beer Phase, and ourselves here at the Hobby Heroes. I want to thank you guys for listening. Look forward to being back with you in episode 3. In the meantime, leave us reviews on iTunes. We don't have any yet, or at least we don't have enough to show up. And you can get hold of us at Twitter, at Hobby Heroes Cast, Facebook, The Hobby Heroes, or comment on the blog or email us, thehobbyheroes.com, or Joe or Ryan at thehobbyheroes.com for email. Thanks a lot, guys, and be sure to listen to Countercharge and Beer Phase and Model Citizens. Join us if you want to help yourselves get into the Kings of War hobby. Go buy an $85 army box. You'd be surprised what you can do with Mantic's models and the point system. It's pretty awesome. Go give it a look.